Hepatitis C is a global epidemic, and an estimated 230,000 Australians were living with chronic hepatitis C in 2016. Through effective public health policy and state commitment, Australia has utilised the advent of direct-acting antiviral therapies to transform the therapeutic landscape for hepatitis C virus. However, treatment rates are falling, and important socioeconomic and demographic barriers to HCV elimination remain. Therefore, multifaceted interventions and approaches are required to maintain momentum in order to achieve HCV elimination by 2030. Contemporary discourse in cascades of viral hepatitis care focus on expanding testing as the primary means for identifying and treating remaining HCV patients. Less attention has been given to linking patients with pre-existing diagnosis of HCV back to care. Inpatient hospital admissions represent an excellent opportunity to identify and treat both newly and previously diagnosed HCV patients. Our simple and focused retrospective cohort study analysed treatment referral rates for inpatients with hepatitis C admitted to a tertiary South Australian hospital between January the 1st and December the 31st, 2017. Overall, 131 patients of our study cohort were deemed eligible for direct-acting antiviral therapy and were included in the main analysis. Overall, 32 patients, 24%, were referred on for treatment of their HCV. Older patients and those with liver cirrhosis were significantly more likely to be referred on for treatment. Our study methodology provides a template for systematically identifying HCV patients from inpatient cohorts in order to link these patients back to care. Extrapolating the study to other health networks across Australia and indeed internationally would help supplement overall treatment numbers in the pursuit of HCV elimination.